Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Mr. President, Honorable Ministers, Excellencies, Ladies and Gentlemen, I wish to congratulate WHO for selecting an opportunity theme of building resilient health system for this year's Health Assembly. We would also like to extend our facilitation to the task team and supporting UN agencies for their effort to make the process inclusive and robust. The principles and approaches on which the post-2015 goals are founded must forge the right balance between political, social, and economic determinants of health for effective healthcare delivery. Mr. President, for Pakistan, polio eradication remains an issue of paramount importance. In the backdrop of our unique challenges, we are implementing our National Emergency Action Plan 2015, which incorporates recommendations from all stakeholders, including WHO, with a focus on missed children. The plan, which has been positively acknowledged by international organizations and experts, is bearing results, are evidenced by decreased caseloads and improved campaign quality and other indicators. Resilient health systems are especially important for developing countries, where limited resources, capacity, and infrastructure make them more vulnerable to health risks. Pakistan has strived to continuously improve its response despite all odds. We are able to put in place a robust response to the recent Ebola outbreak, and all the suspected cases were picked up by the system, proving that coordinated and careful planning does produce results. MNCH is the most vulnerable area during emergencies and disaster in a fragile health system. We have recently developed a 10-point plan on the direction of Prime Minister of Pakistan for coordinated urgent actions on priority reproduction health. Maternal, newborn child health issues, which will be implemented in coming years in a comprehensive manner. Mr. President, in the global interconnected world of today, diseases and health burden in any part of the world ultimately affect all of us. Health systems and the global response should not be confined just to improving emergency management practices, such as rapid response when virus emerge, but also ensuring that health systems can provide the most basic health services to people at any time. The poorest of the poor are often left out from reaping the benefits of health facilities because of financial constraints. Pakistan has initiated Prime Minister National Health Insurance Scheme, which will cover 10 million poor in its first phase. The scheme is funded by the federal and the provincial governments, which entire cost of hospitalization will be borne by government-funded insurance system. We believe that this is a step towards universal health coverage. Mr. President, I would like to make a specific reference to the leadership of WHO in general and EMRO in particular for ensuring health system oriented towards this important area. With entrusting NCD burden and widespread risk factor, it has become extremely important to imbibe this area in eternity as per coordinated global strategies. Pakistan is vibrant to its international commitments in this area, like all other, and has recently increased pictorial warning size on tobacco packs to 85%, along with increase in taxes as per FCTC guidelines. We believe that a resilient health system should be responsive to new challenges and alerting burdens of disease. Mr. President, our government is fully committed to health sector, institution building and accountability, and is working to deliver on the premise enshrined in the past post-2015 promise. At the end, I just want to say that this is a challenge. Health indicators of most of the developing countries are not very encouraging, but I feel that together we can make a difference. I wish you the best of luck for this 68th Assembly. Thank you very much.